AircheckDownloads.com. The Westwood One Radio Networks proudly present Casey's Top 40, brought to you in part by the United States Air Force and by Kmart, The Saving Place. And by License to Kill, the all-new 007 Action Spectacular. The real fireworks start July 14th at theaters everywhere. And by Betty Crocker Brownie Sundae, the only ice cream sandwich with thick, fudgy Betty Crocker brownies.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Casey's Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem, and this week I begin my 20th year counting down the 40 biggest hits in the USA. Our rankings come from the official survey of radio stations from coast to coast, conducted by Radio and Records, the industry's newspaper. Well, we have five debuts for you this week, including one from ex-Eagle Don Henley, and the latest from three of America's top female artists, Paula Abdul, Debbie Gibson, and Karen White. Now, before we start counting them down to number one on CT40, let's take a look at the songs that topped the chart last week. At number three was Fine Young Cannibals with Good Thing. At number two, New Kids on the Block with I'll Be Loving You Forever. And at number one last week, Chicago's Richard Marx and Satisfied. The first of five debuts on CT40 this week, coming in at number 40, that's Sweet Sensation and Hooked on You, a song they originally took top 10 on the dance charts back in 1986. Coming up on this July 4th weekend, the story of a man born on the 4th of July, 1900, a man who went on to become America's goodwill ambassador to the world, and the oldest artist to ever hit number one.
Casey's Top 40.
After school yesterday, my new boyfriend Scott came over for the very first time.
Count them down on CT40.
I'm Casey Kasem, counting down the biggest hits by the biggest stars. 18 years ago, Don Henley was one of the founders of the Eagles. Eight platinum albums later, the Eagles broke up, and in the decade since, Don's made a name for himself as a solo act, debuting at number 39 with The End of Innocence, his seventh top 40 solo hit. From East Texas, Don Henley. Debuting at number 39 this week, that's Don Henley and The End of Innocence. This is Casey's Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem. Well, now on this 4th of July weekend, we're up to the story of the man once known as America's goodwill ambassador to the world and the oldest artist ever to hit number one in the rock era. He was born on the 4th of July, 1900, and grew up in a home for wayward boys in New Orleans. He learned to play the cornet there, but he became most famous for playing trumpet. In fact, he was known the world over as one of America's best musicians. But it wasn't until 1964, when he was almost 64 years old, that he played trumpet and sang on a song that went all the way to number one. And with this hit, he became the oldest artist ever to hit number one.
Hello, Dolly. This is Louis. Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong.
The unmistakable voice of the man they called Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, with his number one smash from 1964, Hello Dolly, the song that made him the oldest artist to ever hit number one. He was nearly 64. In 1971, Satchmo passed away, leaving a musical legacy which lives on. In fact, recently, one of his songs, What a Wonderful World, was used in the soundtrack of the Robin Williams movie, Good Morning Vietnam, and once again took Louis Armstrong to the top 40. Louis Satchmo Armstrong, a man who brought the joy of music to millions of people around the world, the man President Kennedy once called America's number one ambassador. And that's our July 4th salute to the man born on the 4th of July. The man as American as mom, baseball, and apple pie. The man known as Satchmo. Now, on with the countdown.
Number 38.
Our third debut this week comes from a young Los Angeles woman whose father is Syrian and Brazilian and whose mother is French-Canadian. She's already hit number one twice this year. Now Paula Abdul's trying for a third. Her latest is called Cold Hearted. Debuting at number 38, that's Cold Hearted from Paula Abdul, one of two artists with two records in our survey this week. The other is Bobby Brown, as the countdown rolls on.
Casey's Coast to Coast.
Welcome to the world of the 21st century.
Casey's Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem, and CT40's coming to you from Hollywood. Our fourth of five debuts this week comes from one of three teen acts in the countdown. Coming in at number 37, here she is again. Debbie Gibson's eighth top 40, No More Rhyme. Debbie Gibson, debuting at number 37 this week with her follow-up to Electric Youth. That's No More Rhyme. Casey's Top 40 is heard in the 50 states and around the world every week on great radio stations like WHAI, Magic 95.1, Fort Wayne, Indiana, KTUF 93, Kirksville, Missouri, KZ 93, the number one hit music station, Peoria, Illinois, and Power 106, Los Angeles, California. Now, from San Diego, California, here's Michael Damian falling 13 notches to 36 with Rock On. A former number one for Michael Damian, dropping 13 notches to 36 this week. That's Rock On. Coming up, a request and dedication from a college student in Pennsylvania who's learning to live with the ups and downs of a bi-coastal relationship.
Casey's Top 40.
007, License to Kill. Agent 007, Bond is back.
CT40 with Casey Kasem.
We're counting down the most popular songs in the USA. I'm Casey Kasem. Falling 9 notches to 35 on our survey, here's Elvis Costello and Veronica. A man who helped change the face of rock and roll. That's ex-Beatle Paul McCartney climbing 4 notches this week to number 30 with My Brave Face as the countdown rocks on.
Casey's Coast to Coast.
Here's a note from Margaret Shippey of Boise.
Casey's Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. We've got 29 big hits to go on our way to number one. And at number 29 this week, down 7 notches, one of three all-female groups in our survey, here are the Bangles with Be With You.
Out my window,
Whitney Houston, Greatest Love of All, a number one record in 1986, and a request and dedication from one-month-old Zachary, with a little help from his mom, to his dad, who's stationed in Korea. If you'd like to send a request and dedication, here's the address. R&D, P.O. Box 4300, Hollywood, California, 90078. That's R&D, P.O. Box 4300, Hollywood, 90078. And the countdown continues.
Casey's Top 40.
From United Artists.
That's the Welch duo Waterfront, falling 10 notches to number 25 this week with their former top 10 hit, Cry. I'm Casey on CT40, and we're counting down to the first hit for a musician whose dream in life was to play the keyboards. But when singing was his only option, that's what Dino started to do. Details coming up.
Casey's Top 40.
Caldacene medicated powder has been keeping baby skin comfortable for over 25 years.
AirCheckDownloads.com.